Can my vocals up a little bit more, please? Yeah, a little bit more. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. What's up? What's up? What's up, people? Another podcast episode. It's your boy. We got Dizzy in the building.
What's good? What's good? What's good, everybody on SL5M, Steam, all the fucking communities out there, man. We back at it again.
We back at it again. Episode number two, man. The topic for the day is, will copy buying ever stop? So let's talk about it.
I want you to go first, because my answer is simple enough. Hell no, it ain't stopping, bro.
Well, it's so many. Well, not to cut you off. Like, for me, like, I think because copybotting started, like, what, around, like, 2006, Second Life had an open source viewer. Because it had an open source viewer, everybody was able to get on these copybot viewers like Darkstorm, Hajo Viewer. So it made it a little bit easier so people can log in and do what they want to do. So for me, I don't believe copybotting going to stop until they basically whitelist viewers. And that's that.
Again, like, you know more about, like, the intricate shit like that, right? You probably can make your own fucking viewer. Am I correct?
Right.
Can you make your own viewer?
Well, no, I don't really know Python. Like, you have to know Python and C++. Right. But unless I use, like, ChatGPT, then more than likely, but that's too much. Like, because for me, I didn't even know, like, back in the day, like, I guess in 2007, when I made my Second Life account, like, I never ran into a copybot until, like, maybe people like Boss Deem and Urban Chaos. Shout out to Urban Chaos back in the day. But
shout out to Urban Chaos.
Bro. He was the yard sale before the yard sale. And, like, he had a slogan, like, if you got it, we gonna buy it. And I'm like, yo, like,
that's a crazy ass.
That's a crazy slogan. You know, and he tried to, you know, copybot some of Flight stuff. Shout out to Flight. You know, but that was just crazy for me because I know Flight remember. And it was just one time, and I remember telling you this. It was me, D-Nice, Bills, a.k.a. owner of Lifestyle Animation. You know, they call him Shiesty now. We found his lending home. And we teleported down. And you know what? Guess what happened?
I don't even know, but this sounds hella crazy. Go ahead, tell me.
So what happened is I turned my avatar camera, right? And I noticed it was him and his homeboy. And he had his, first of all, his homeboy had his dick out and he told his homeboy to don't move. And he was copybotting his homeboy dick. I said, what in the baby oil is going on?
Hey, yo, hell no. Hey,
come on.
That's worse. Hey, look, first of all, that just sounds crazy. But it makes me think about, like, what we talked about last time as, like, one of the first things that you get on SL, right?
Right.
Like, when I got on SL, like, somebody handed me a on-duty dick.
I remember that. I remember, like, that. You, like, can get chicks, like, pregnant early.
You can get chicks pregnant. Niggas knew that you had it on. Motherfuckers mm-hmm. knew that. Like, it was crazy, right? So, like, when I we're going to bounce back to the topic of fucking copybody. When I think about it, bro, like, that dick itself was copybody.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it works out like this, right? It's nowhere in hell that somebody is giving you anything free that they did not make themselves, right? Because we know this, right? Unless it's a full perm item, right?
Right.
Which, in regards, guess what? They don't even supposed to give you that for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't supposed to give you any. They don't That's supposed true. To pass anything full perm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And make it full perm to you, so right. you can pass somebody else like that. That in itself can teeter between the lines of fucking copybotting. Am I correct? Like, that's how I look at it. Like, if I used to make cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I go to a spot, right, and I buy a whole bunch of full perm shells for the cars, right, and I then pass the shell to my homeboy full perm, right?
Right.
Just so he can make money off of that, that's teetering the lines between, like, copybotting, right? Am I correct? Like,
well, I guess, prime example, I guess if I mesh it and then I send it to you for a perm, it's not really considered copybotting because unless I give you permission on like, hey, you can do that, then fine. But if you know, I wouldn't even really consider it like copyright. I would just basically consider it like taking my stuff at that point, because you have some people that got like templates on like full perm mesh or whatever, and they have different TOS. Like, hey, you got to sell it at least 100 or more. You can't sell it 50 or 60 lindens. It got to be a higher price, and you can't sell the template to somebody else. But a lot of people do that type of stuff. But like, I don't know. Like, for me, Boss Dean, even what he was doing was real. Like, he was the yard sale before the yard sale. He was going around, you know, doing a lot of stuff, had videos on YouTube. It's like you went from copy buying sneakers to copy buying people dicks. That's out of pocket.
That's crazy. That's work.
Like, at that point, it's like, okay, what are we doing here, man? Like, how you go from, like, at that point, just buy a dick off Marketplace, call it a day. And like, anytime you would see a Boss Dean, you would have to turn into like a newbie avatar, or he was basically Kirby from Super Smash Brothers. He would take your powers and take your outfit.
I seen him do it. I think he did that to me one time, and I was like, what the fuck? How does he look like me, right?
Right.
And they were saying, oh yeah, he copyed. What the fuck is copy? That's my
right.
You know what? He was the first person I ever ran into.
Right, because sometimes when you, even people that's from IMVU and 5M, they don't really know what it is, and it's like, hey, how is this guy taking my chain? And that's that. So when you look up how to copy bot, you have people like the Mighty Ginkgo that did tutorials on helping people. They help people in general how to rig, how to make animations. She made a lot of videos helping, you know, the community in general, but she made videos on how to copy bot. And the issue with that is, you're helping people, but some of the people are using this as a weapon to bully other people, you know, on Second Life, and that's not right.
That's I get behind it too. Yeah, you can help people with tutorials, and if you really wanted to help people, right?
Right.
Then you will help people steal other shit from other people, right?
Right.
You will help people explore their creative freedom. Right. Like, I'm all for her teaching people how to fucking rig. I'm all for teaching people how to mesh.
Right.
You can't play devil's advocate right there, right?
You really can't.
Like, you're doing something so fucking out of pocket, right? But then you saying, oh, because I seen her say, I'm so sad that I left Second Life because this the third.
Right.
You know, I really help people. No, you really fuck people over also. Which one is worse? Man, the copy body shit, even though you were helping people do tutorials, you also was teaching them how. Look, man, if you don't got your skin right, you ain't got your tattoo layers on right, you know you can put all of that shit together to save an attachment, right? Like, right. No, that's wrong. That part is wrong. Like, that's the sucker shit, right?
That is the sucker shit.
And just try to, no, that ain't cool, bro.
And like, for me, it's like when she watered this shit down, it's like you have people that, you know, play Second Life, they coming from like 5M, you know, just to copy bot. They're coming on different platforms, The Sims and other platforms, having Patreons and all this other stuff, Discord, selling people chains, clothes, bag drops, hair base. And hell, they copy bot note cards at this point. So it's just one of them situations where it's like, come on, like y'all just taking everything where a person is in Blender for hours, days, trying to make this, and you're taking money out their pocket, and it's like, oh, it is what it is. And I had a conversation with my gone, and it was a, you know, respectful conversation about the whole situation. And she been running the yard sale like what, like 2 years at least?
That's crazy. Like, crazy. I could never go to a place like that though. If I know, it's almost like, put it like this, right? This is the real perspective of it, right?
Right.
Everybody knows this. If you're in possession of stolen property, you're just as guilty as the person that stole it.
Right.
So why ain't that the same concept here, right? Even in Second Life, right? If I'm in possession of copy body shit, right? Even though you, well, in Second Life it's a little different because you 100% know. If you getting fucking free dances, you know. If you getting free shit from people, free animations and shit like that, lifestyle animations, wherever the fuck they came from. They 9 times out of 10 they copy about it because they can't pass it to you. like the creators themselves don't have it that way to where they can pass it to you.
Right.
So if you have those possessions, right, you know that they're stolen and you're okay with that.
That's a fact. I think the biggest thing is, but well, the thing about some copybotters, and my goon was on this type of situation where I can understand what she meant. Like, but on the white side, like if you wanted to get in like Access, Custom 9, like certain events, like if you made Nikes, you couldn't use the Nike logo. You had to like use like a Pac-Man logo where it can't be 100% that. So with me, when it comes to creating, I like to use the AI and other platform, like certain stuff to like create my stuff so it can be original. But some copybotters, and sometimes I feel like it's a deflection where they're like, okay, I'm a copybot this, but the reason why I do it is because you got other creators out here using name brand Gucci, Nike, Polo, and they're not getting in trouble, which they really are, because you have Second Life buckling down on this whole situation. But for me, it's like, at the end of the day, they're still in Blender, still making this, and all they have to do is just modify what they're doing. You're just taking it.
That's I can definitely understand that. I can definitely understand when you take it. I had a conversation with somebody about this, right?
Right.
And she was like, "Well, I do resale. I resell like this. So how is copyright wrong? Crazy." Right.
Okay.
What? I said, okay. Yeah. Right. Crazy work. Right.
Right.
It's crazy.
No, it's right. Crazy.
I told her. I said, okay. So, let me put it in this perspective for you. Right. When you buy a shirt at Nike, Gucci, Balenciaga, V-Long, you know what I'm saying? PSD, buying some drawers or that. You pay for that. Am I correct? Well, yeah. Okay. You pay for it, and then you resell it at a higher price. Am I correct? Yeah, because obviously you wouldn't be no any other way around that, right?
Right.
So if you paying for something, right, you have an inventory. Am I correct? Yeah. And I say, okay, copybuying is me taking something from you, right? You created it, I take it from you, and I have a limited thing of inventory, right? Which means I can pass it out, I can resell it. I can do whatever I want to with it, even though you set your ass down there for weeks just to make a fucking t-shirt.
Yeah.
Right? You locked yourself in the motherfucking room to do the stitching on some clothes and shit like that for weeks.
Right.
You did that, and I came back and I sold it to you. Would you think that'd be right? Well, man, hey, if you trying to go get that money, then, hey, man, it is what it is. Hey, I had to exit the call. Like, girl, I can't even talk to you.
And you can't talk to people like that, because the thing about it is you have, and the thing is, copybotting been around, like I said, since 2006. You can chat GPT. It's been around for a long time. And right. Second Life should have been patched it up. Like, they should have been patched it up. It is Second Life fault. We will blame them. But you have now, you have these new age, you know, it's kind of like the YN of, you know, copybotters, where they real ruthless and they like, yo, like, not only am I going to copybot your stuff, I'm going to go on live, talk hella spicy, no mild, and then we gonna lower the price. We on our Walmart everyday low prices. We taking your shit. There's nothing you can do about it. And I'm gonna be real about this. Lifestyle animations, you know, people don't like their prices, but that don't give you any right to copybot their stuff. But I have to also say this. Let's talk about, yo, hey, we gonna call the FBI. The FBI is involved. I'm gonna be honest. Nobody believes that. Let's chill out. Come on, man. Like,
the FBI shit is crazy.
That's like, crazy.
That's wicked.
I get it, though. But think about it. Like, realistically, I understand why they did it. It's a strategy to try to scare somebody off. It's like if somebody say, hey, I'm a hacker, I have your IP. That's what most people, they don't even know what IP stand for, but they be like, I have your IP, I'm going to hack you.
They don't. First of all, if anybody say they got your IP address, let me tell you what they can get from your IP address. Where you stay at, I think where you stay at, right? They can get where you stay at, and they can get your internet service provider, and I think they can dox it. Am I correct?
Yeah, they can. And to be fair, depending on what type of, you know, because I'm not, I know some of them that's like into that. They can get more information and do a lot of stuff, but that real hackers don't really do that. And they're not going to tell you that they're hackers. So if a hacker ever say they're a hacker, they're not a hacker. It's just cap. Just don't click on any link.
Don't click on no links. You know what I'm saying? Don't click on no links. And if somebody, if you talking shit, watch your mouth, first of all. Watch your mouth. Don't get up. Don't get out of bounds to these people. Because there's some people that can really shut shit down. Oh, word? You want to play the game? Hey, yo, look, this your mama right here. I got all of that other shit. Let me go ahead and turn your shit off for the day. Goodbye. Right. And I seen it happen to somebody.
And I seen that happen. Like, for me, like, I just believe this. Even also on the topic of this whole situation is, I'm going to be honest. When it comes to the white side of the grid, they're not playing. They're going to file it DMCA. And it's just like that. So, for me, when I was talking to my girl, she said, hey, like, none of them filed the DMCA. They didn't do this. They didn't do that. And most people, the black side, all they do is just go on live. They upset about it. They talk about quitting, retiring. And it's so easy to write a DMCA. Honestly, if you don't know how to do a DMCA, just hit me up. All you have to do is just do your research. Some people are like, man, I might need a lawyer. I might need this. At the end of the day, if you can prove that you made it, you can file it in. And that's that, because if they're a copybotter, they're not going to fight a DMCA. They can go to jail for that. You don't want to go to jail for copybotting. That'd be super crazy. So for me, when I was talking to my goon, she said it was only one person where I got an email, and that was Control. And from my understanding, I think she's white. And it's like, okay, that makes sense. Like, she really cares about her business. And I feel like when it comes to black creators, they really have to step up. They have to know how the system work and how to use the system. You get what I'm saying?
100%, 100%. Like, you got to understand. But that's what it is, though. It's just going to be a cycle of that, though.
Right.
And that's why I think it'll never stop, because guess what? It's like this, right?
Okay.
If you play 5M, it's what they call, a lot of people, they call wizards, right? They basically got a program to where they jump into, like, the city, and they got all the powers, right? They don't supposed to have them, but they got all. Oh,
okay. So that's what it's called? They call it, like, a wizard?
Yeah, they call it, like, a wizard whenever you go into, like, because you got to stay in roleplay terms, right?
Oh, shit, I might have to sit back on this, because I don't know nothing. I seen servers and all that stuff, like the IPs, and people, like, DOS them and take them down and all that, but yeah, I didn't know it was that. Like,
they legit come in there, kill everybody, drop busters on everybody, explode everything. They be fucking shit. Yeah, they be fucking shit, right?
Shout out to Rose Bugs. Jeez.
Shout out to Unlimited Health, Unlimited Everything. Okay, so the people that make that mod, right?
Okay.
Guess what they do? They make the anti-mod for it, right? Yes, the same people that make the fucking mod, right? Turns around and sells the anti-cheat.
So right? Wait, so they trying to make profit? So they like, okay, we're going to make something. It's like they making a virus, so you need a virus protector.
No, okay, so it's like, okay, if you want your server not to get hit like this,
okay,
we have an anti-cheat to stop this.
It's right, so it's basically like a virus in a way.
Yeah, it's basically like a virus protector, right? Wow. It's the same company that does it. It's the same fucking company that does it.
It's kind of smart, but that's some dickhead shit.
Kind of smart. So when it comes down to, like, copyright and shit like that, yes, SL is taking a stand on it. Yes, right. It's that. But guess what? That shit ain't going to never stop, because guess what? SL would have to stop. It wouldn't be no more firestorms.
That's true.
It wouldn't be no more alchemies. It wouldn't be no more black dragons. It would just be SL. And if your ass log into that shit, your ass is getting gone. That's the only way to stop it.
Do you believe, like, I believe this, Second Life makes a lot of money for a lot of people, and I feel like if we started, like, a petition or a way to block viewers, like, we can whitelist, you know, certain, like, viewers, like Firestorm, you know, Black Dragon, where, you know, it's just that, and I feel like if they really invest some money into that, even with AI, like, we have AI in the world, so it's like, it's no way that we have AI, but we can't have a way to stop a viewer. And I get it's open source. Even with Android, it's open source. Do you know Kindle Fire uses Android, but it's still secure? We can still make it secure. All they have to do is they have to get some programmers and figure it out. If they figure it out, they good to go. But I will say this. January 24th, they did have a meeting. And, you know, it was basically about, hey, now you can put it in a ticket instead of a DMCA to, you know, call these copybotters out. And pretty much get them banned. So for me, I'm like, okay, they're really taking a stand And it's like, yo, it's getting a little crazy because now you have people like my goon apologizing, saying, hey, I just want to play Second Life. I don't want to do that no more. Hopefully y'all, you know, accept my apology.
That ain't gonna work. Right. Sorry, that shit ain't gonna work. Yo, you was out there stealing, and you got mad that you got caught stealing now, right?
Yeah.
You, when they put that out there, right, SL basically created the motherfucking 1-800 snitch line of copybot, right? and that's still okay. You got right. The motherfucking 1-800 line of snitch copybot. Motherfuckers right. and guess what, though? It's still a lot more people than it is lenders. Am I correct? Can I be real and say that? Right?
Yeah,
it's a lot more people that play Second Life than that works for Second Life.
That's true.
So therefore, guess what? With new people coming in, mm-hmm. it's gonna always be copybotting, bro. You legit have to block the viewers. Yes, right. you can whitelist Black Dragon. You can whitelist Firestorm, right?
Right.
You can whitelist your regular SL viewer, right? But let's say, hey, look, I come down the line and I want to create my own viewer. Oh, no, you can't do that no more. It got to be a block somewhere, right?
It got to be a block. You're right.
It got to be a block somewhere.
You know what? Check it out. So I had this idea, and I think I made a ticket about it. It was on the feedback thing. Basically, I told them do this. So my idea was this, and you might peep this. So basically, you know how they have Google, and they have, like, the Androids. I said Google and Android. You have the Google, and then you have the Apple. So basically, if you make an application, you have to verify. You have to give your ID. You have to give your address. And I feel like, hey, if Dizzy want to make a viewer, he have to give his ID and his address up. So just in case it is a copybot viewer, we can, you know, get at him with legal action how they trying to do right now. Because you have people like my goon that's like, all right, we're going to do this. I'm going to have Linden. So now, because she might not be banned now because, you know, she been coming back to back on her Drake shit, where it's like, if she do come back, she need to buy Linden's off of somebody. And if she buys
Linden's, like Undertaker. She right. Rides like Undertaker.
The Undertaker. WrestleMania every year. And like, it'd be so funny because she be doing giveaways and all this stuff like this. She be having a Saturday sale with stolen shit, which is crazy. I'll be like, yo, like, just talking to her. It was a nice conversation, but it's like, yo, like, I don't understand to the point where it's like, all this time making all these accounts and all this stuff, won't you just learn how to mesh?
Mesh, yeah. Like, because it's also this too, though, right? Or if you really had a bag, right?
Right.
And you taking people mesh, right?
Right.
And you reselling a mesh, you bringing it back into the community. Don't you gotta re-rig that shit? It gotta be re-rigged.
Right.
So you already got a fucking talent right there. You can, bro. The motherfucking going rate for a body, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is 3 to 8K, depending on who the person is.
Per body, right? Right.
So if you got 5 female bodies, right? Let me see. We got Matreya. We got Legacy. We got Reborn. We got 4.
It's a couple of them
because nobody ain't fucking with the piece.
So wait, I want to say one thing. I want to cut you off one time. One thing. So basically, with that, so I think anytime she like takes something, like, I guess that's because I'm not a copybot. I don't know how it works. So a copybot in the comments. So you comment, let us know. Well, if you're a copybot in the comment, you probably ain't even gonna comment because you might get banned. So don't comment. But you can hit my DMs or hit Dizzy.
Right. Let us know how it works.
Hit up me or Dizzy in the DM. Don't out yourself because you might get blacklisted. But basically, I think because if they copy about it might already be rigged. Because I don't think my goon know how to rig. I think she just, that's that. I don't think she know any She might know a little blender, but yeah.
But that's crazy though. So like a question though, right? This is reality of it, right? Why would you fucking think that it would ever stop? If I could go get your items, right, and it's automatic rigged for whatever the fuck I want it to be rigged for.
Right.
What we understand that people on SL is goofy as hell, right?
Goofy as hell.
It's a lot of goofy shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Why would you think that these motherfuckers gonna stop that? They not gonna stop that. That's gonna always be there.
Yeah, that's true.
They're never gonna stop that. Especially if it's automatically rigged for the body.
Yeah. From my understanding, I'm not really, because I know that she don't know how to, you know, rig. She just do that, copy paste, boom, boom, boom. I mean, it might be like, and I'm gonna just say what kind of was kind of funny to me was like she would make a store. I'm like, yo, you gotta make a store. I don't even want to work on my own store, let alone like I can't imagine like every time making a new a copy by the store and out here giving like gift cards out and all. But like for me, it's just kind of crazy. Just off the simple fact, it's like all this time that you're doing with this, you might as well just find another way, a hustle to make money. You know what I mean? And I guess her hustle was like, yo, I'm gonna give out tutorials, and you don't really have to do that because the Mighty Ginkgo already had that out for free. And I get it, but it's just like, damn, you trying to like start a million man march of copybotters, which is crazy, you know?
Nah, that's wicked.
That's hell. Come on, bro, it's hella wicked. And but you have some people like, well, you have people taking Nike brand, Gucci brand, like I was saying. And also, don't think because they have a new ticket with like copybotters and all that stuff, like you can file a support ticket. You have to be the owner of that brand. Because a lot of you regular consumers, like the dry snitch and the snitch in general, because I don't know, bad customer service, or you just you know, just want to do it just to do it. It's not going to work that way.
But this is the crazy part though, right? Like even that though, right? Even in that retrospect, and I'm not knocking because I fuck with Second Life, right?
Right.
I try to, you know what I'm saying? It ain't that, right?
Right.
Like I applaud them for doing that, right? It took them 20 years for the shit to happen, but I applaud them for doing that, right? You gotta protect your creators, right?
That is a fact.
But also too, I feel this, as a community, we should be able to protect our creators. If you willingly know somebody that is fucking copybotting, put them out there, bro. Forever, because it's that bad.
But some people come on Second Life like, well, this is not my situation. You're making your money. I'm not getting anything from it. It is what it is. And everybody want everybody to come together and sing Kumbaya, but nobody cares. It's survival of the fittest. Nobody cares, and nobody want to speak out about the situation. This is why we have this podcast, so we can talk about it, because people are scared to talk about it. They don't want to get copied by it. They said, if I say the wrong thing, I'm going to get folded.
I got a question for you, though.
What's up?
Do you think that, like, in any kind of way, that copybotting is formless, right? And this is what I mean, right?
Okay.
We have people like this on SL. We have people that will copybot a skin, they copybot like their skin layers, right?
Okay.
Just save attachments. Do you think like that is a harmless way of copybotting? Like, that's a harmless tool?
I believe this in a way, just a little bit. Where if you have an Xbox and PlayStation, you want to modify it, it's yours. You already bought it. So if you're not going around selling it, you're fine. Like, you're fine. Because prime example, like skin appliers, you might have some people that's talented that basically like, yo, that creator don't even play Second Life no more. I love this skin. I want to keep using it. And they might have to copy by their own skin. And you already paid for it. So you can, I guess, do it. Just don't try to resell it like you direct buy and you trying to open up your own Sam Club. Don't do that goofy shit.
Like, I disagree, though.
Okay.
I think that's the same thing, though, right? I think, like, even if you do it yourself, right? Like, once you change the TOS of something.
Mm-hmm.
Then you fall just as guilty as a person taking it and reselling it.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like you're just for that situation to be that, right? You're just as well off as a person going back and selling that.
Like, in a way, the thing about it is it goes back to my example with Xbox and PlayStation. You have some people that want to modify their Xbox and PlayStation. You already paid for it. Imagine them telling you, well, you can't do it. Well, it's my Xbox and PlayStation. If I want to modify and I want to change the color of it, I can kind of, you know, even if it don't say no mod on there, if I have the ability, if I know that skin creator is gone, and the thing about it is sometimes when that stuff happens, they won't know. It's been people that have been copybotting animations for frats and sororities. Yeah, I'm talking about y'all. And we won't know until, like, you see, like, who's the username, and we know that Tony Resident has never in his life made a fucking animation. He ain't got no bodysuit. He barely got DoorDash money. You get what I'm saying?
I get that. I can get behind that.
And it's low and key.
My shit is just a little bit. My shit is just like a little bit different about how I feel about, okay, like the copy shit. Like, again, like, I feel like if you're copyrighting your own skin, you putting layers on there, you adjusting everything else like that.
Right.
You adjust the layers and you putting your eyebrows on. You taking people makeup. You're just as bad, because guess what? Not
okay.
Again, it come from all. If you let's say you got a skin, right, and you got a whole bunch of shit on them, right?
Okay.
You got your fucking shines from This Is Wrong, right? But then right. You got makeup from a makeup creator, right? Then you got a hair base from a hair creator, right? And right. Then you got, well, they probably wouldn't do it with the hair base, right? Because they want to change their hair up. But you got eyebrows from another person over here. You know what I'm saying? You got your dimples from fucking the body surgeon. You know what I'm saying? So when you do all of that things, right, all of that shit is you basically Frankensteining a whole skin. Am I correct?
Yeah. So check it out. So if you have a chain and the guy that made your chain disappears, or he just don't play Second Life in like 2 years or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
And you wanted a silver chain and you have the ability to copybot it and make your chain. He said, look, this is your chain. You can do whatever you want with it. So would you change the color of the chain knowing you probably have the ability to do that? And all you doing is just that?
This is what it is though, right?
Okay.
This is what it is. First of all, if I'm getting anything custom, right?
Right.
If I'm getting anything custom, I gotta have the texture maps to it, right? Because guess what? I might want it in rose gold. I might want it in gold. I might want it in this. It's just how you conduct your business, right? Especially with the fucking prices that these customs are, right? We got motherfuckers paying $200-$300 for a fucking chain.
Right, but check it. Right. I know you about to say that, but check it. Let's just say that scenario though. You didn't do all that. You just said, all right, I want gold.
You didn't know.
And that's that.
But
he told you could do whatever you want. It's your chain. So you still
if I can do whatever I want with my chain, hey, look, bro, can I get this in two colors? He said I can do whatever I want. I know automatically I'm going to probably want it in platinum and gold. It just works that way.
No, I'm just saying, okay, you get the order. Like, prime example, you get the order, and then all of a sudden, you just get gold, and he disappears, and you're like, damn, where is he at? But Dizzy has the ability to get on the viewer, take that,
and then make it silver. No, I wouldn't do that.
But it's yours.
I don't care if it's mine. It's still his work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but he told you could do whatever you want with it.
Nah, I can't do that.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to, okay, all right, I get it. I mean, you know, I don't.
I can't do that. If I feel like this, right? As strongly as I feel about certain things, right? Like, I got to feel that way all the way around, right? Like, if I say that dude over here is a bitch-ass nigga, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got to stay a bitch-ass nigga in my book, right? Like, once I deem you that, like, it ain't no never coming back from that. Like, and that's just how I am as a person, right? Like,
okay.
And maybe that's the Gemini in me. Like, once I'm one way towards you, like, you get the yin side, right? You get the yin side.
Right.
Your ass get to that yang side, the dark side. Oh, yeah, it's dark for you. And it's always like that. And you ain't never seen the light again.
Well, I guess for me, my standpoint is this. When it comes to copy buying, as long as you're not affecting anybody and you're not going around bullying people and making people say, yo, I want to quit Second Life, you're fine. Do whatever. It's people even now that's listening to this podcast probably saying, yeah, I copybotted my skin because that creator disappeared. I needed the pliers. I needed this. I needed that. And we would never know. And I'm not going to look at them like, oh, you're an evil person. You did something for yourself where I would never know. I probably talked to you. You're probably one of my friends. And that's that. Now, the people that go around trying to, yo, I'm going to go in your pockets on some Debo stuff, tuck your chain in. I have a problem with that because you're a menace. And you're doing a lot of out-of-pocket stuff, and it's just that. You get what I'm saying? Like, for me. But I get what you're saying, too.
So what you said is, if you quiet copy by it, it's okay. But if you out there, that's what you're saying. You basically said, if you quiet copy
your personal stuff.
But that's what I mean, though. That's still quiet copywriting, right? That's your personal thing that you're doing, right? Like, if
you
I needed a skin, right? Of course, right?
Okay.
So, but you paid for it. Let's say this, though, right? You go out there, you pay 300, you pay, let's say, 1K for a fucking skin, right?
Okay.
You already got the body skin because we know how it works. Face skin, then you get the body skin, right? That's how it works, right? You pay 1K for the fucking face skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to change this up. You like the dimples on it and everything else like that. You just want to get some fucking wrinkles on your face, right?
Right.
You in turn, go to the body surgeon, right? Get the dimples that you want. Oh, right. But this face don't got no pores. So guess what you do again? You copy by the pores, right? And then you put it on your face, right? That ain't wrong to you.
So I'm going to another spot and copy by stuff.
I'm saying. It's a
true I'm talking about copy buying stuff I already own. Like prime example.
That's what I'm saying though, right? You say like your skin, right?
Uh-huh.
Only your skin. If I go to a store and I buy my skin, right?
Right.
This creator leaves the game, right?
Okay.
Right? And I come back and I say, you know what? This skin need pores on it, right? And I go to another store, because guess what? The skin ain't got fucking pores on it, right?
Right.
I go to another store and I be like, okay, cool. These the pores that I want for this skin, right? And I copy by that and put that on that skin. That's wrong.
No, I'm not doing all that. I'm talking about basic stuff. That's the basic stuff, though. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not doing the extra stuff. Prime example, like, so this conversation is super deep. Just all the simple fact where it's a lot of people gonna have mixed feelings about it. Just all the simple fact you have steam, you have, and this sounds crazy. I know it might sound a little off topic, but steam, for example, you buy a game, they can delist the game, and now you don't own the game. So they get mad at people like downloading movies and all that stuff like that, where you have these platforms where you buy a movie, and if they remove it, you don't own the movie, but I paid for it. How are you taking something from me? So that's why you have stuff like, you know, Pirate Bay and all these other torrent websites where people will download this stuff, and they have a reason where it's like, I paid for this movie and they took it away from me. You can't do that for me. Like, you know, it's because a lot of games, they take it away because of licensing, like the music and all that stuff like that. So they have to take it away. So for me, it's like, if you're just doing basic stuff where it's like, okay, the only scenario for me where I say, okay, it's cool, is if the creator is gone, they're not going to care. They're gone. Who is it? So at this point, who is it affecting? Nobody. They're gone. They're never going to know. You did what you did, and that's that. And if you don't tell anybody, they're going to be like, hey, Dizzy, hey, what's up? You never going to know. So how would you know? You can't scan them, because when you got a skin on, you can't really scan their skin.
No, you can't scan their skin.
So it's like,
you can't scan their skin.
So Dizzy might have been around a lot of people that did this, and they probably, after this episode, they're going to hit you up like, Dizzy, I did this.
Yeah, I did it. I copied my own shit before, bro, and it ain't nothing wrong with doing that. Like I think that part is crazy, right?
But for me, if you in the comments and you did that before, you don't have to like say it in the comments. You can actually just like
don't
DM
say
us.
It in the comments.
Yeah, don't say it in the comments. I'm getting you set up.
I promise you with me, if you DM me on Instagram, right? Dizzy Niggas not SL. If you DM me on Instagram, make sure you're in vanish mode, all right?
Oh my god. So now you snitching? You're in your gun and shit?
Make sure you're in vanish mode, all right? Okay. No, I ain't gonna snitch it, man. Make sure you're in vanish mode, though.
But back on topic so we can end this. So do you really think copy buying, all the stuff we just said, you think it's just gonna be like, is it gonna stop or is it gonna keep going?
It's gonna keep going, bro. They can try to, for the life of them, stop this, bro. But this is a problem that's been going on for 20 years, bro. It ain't gonna resolve itself.
Do you like what they doing, though? Just a little bit. Do you like
what they doing? Yeah, okay. I do like what they doing. If creators see, and that's what it is too, but it's kind of catch-22 with that, right? Because if you're creating all the time, how you gonna see if anybody copy about your shit, right? Most creators legit be on the plat, you know what I'm saying, doing their own thing, put their shit in their stores and call it what it is, right?
Right.
Like, it's no advocate for them. Like, who is the person to say, you know what, hey, look, you have on, let's just say, I like Yala. Sorry, Yala, you make some dope-ass shit. Shout out to you.
Clothes. Shout out to you.
females. Oh my lord. Right. Let's say Yala, right? Mm-hmm. It ain't nobody in Yala that's saying, hey, oh, look, that's a Yala dress, but this girl didn't buy that dress. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nobody doing it. Like, it ain't no advocate for that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't think it'd ever go anywhere, because anybody can do it.
Yeah.
Two, motherfuckers can always saturate the market, and then it's nobody for creators, because if you're a creator, guess what? You're busy creating. You ain't worried about who the fuck, whether you ain't worried about if this person copybodied your shit or not.
And most of these, like the black creators, they just like, it is what it is. And for me, I feel like as, you know, the black community have to do better, like stepping up saying, hey, we got to stop this. Everybody, it's like survival of the fittest. And some people are complaining like, oh, now they stopping it. It's been going on for years. Like, everybody just love to complain. I just feel like we need to be bigging them up for even trying to do something. So for me, do I think copybiting will ever stop? Yes, I do. Just off the simple fact, this has been the only time this year I have ever seen Second Life aggressive doing AI, doing this, changing the marketplace, shutting a lot of people down. And this has never happened. So for me, it's like, yo, the last step for them is, the final step is, you know, banning the viewers. But I don't think it's going to be an overnight process. It's going to be a while. You know what I mean? So for me, I do believe it's going to maybe the end of this year or maybe next year, they're going to find a way to stop these viewers, and y'all going to have to get a job. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I think that's the reality of what it is, too. Like, they're going to find a way to stop the copyright shit from going on. Like, it's nothing they can do about that. Like, they're going to have to find a way. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the only way that I think that it can be done is getting rid of them viewers, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Stop the third party viewers. Go to your two most your popular viewers, your most popular third party viewers, which guess what, will probably be Firestorm and Black Dragon. And probably Alchemy, right?
Yep, they use
outside of that, let all the rest of the motherfuckers go. Oh yeah, no more making new viewers here, bro. Right. And call it what it is. Anything else would be black marketed, right? Right. Black market, because you got the open source for the viewers, right? Yeah,
that's true.
Else outside of that is a black market.
Yeah,
that's a black market viewer. If your ass get caught on that, and it is what it is. But that's what I thought it was anyway. Even when talking about the party, like I thought it was. If you get in this viewer, you get caught in this viewer, you need to fuck up out of here. That ain't even the case.
Well, like, it's kind of different. It's a lot of TOS. You know, Second Life got to, you know, protect this. So they said basically if you use third-party viewers like Firestorm and all that stuff like that, it is what it is, you know? Like, because you don't – basically, if I make a viewer, I can take your password and usernames, and you don't even know. It could be sent to my email. And because you use that viewer, you know, that's that. Even with Black Dragon and all these other viewers out there, you don't know these people. These are regular people that's running this. So for me, it's just like they have to stop that. But
what viewer do you use?
Well, I use Firestorm.
I
don't use any other viewer. But but for me, that's that. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. This was actually a long episode, 43 minutes, which is dope. But you know, stay tuned. Episode 3. It will be this week.
Episode 3 is gonna be.
We try to do at least about 2 episodes each time, each week. So y'all stay tuned. We got more episodes for you. Also, the next episode, hopefully, will be about Lovers Dances. We coming after y'all. We got to talk about it. We're going to have a female. We're going to have a female that was a Lovers Dancer. We're going to have her on board. We're going to be talking real spicy. This one might be super fun.
We gotta talk about it. No, this is the next one. I promise you, the next one is fucking hilarious, y'all. Like, I got some shit to say.
But that's about it. Hopefully, y'all like this episode. We out.
Put these niggas in the dirt. Chain with the new belt. All my niggas put in work. Used to be sleeping on itchy beds. Bad buzz in the motel. Nay, a bitch, give me head. 20 bitches in the hotel. On a Roman noodle diet. Tour life wasn't so well. All my niggas starting riots. Marsh pitting on your toenail.